A new study shows that salmon raised in pens have much higher levels of cancer-causing pollutants than those caught in the wild. The scientists who did the study say the results mean that people should limit the amount of farmed salmon they eat. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
Salmon has become one of the nation's most popular seafoods. That's partly because commercial farming has lowered the price and made fresh fish available year-round. But there have been hints that farmed salmon contain troubling levels of cancer-causing substances known as organochlorines. These include PCBs and dioxins. So a team of researchers tested more than 700 salmon from around the world. Dr. David Carpenter of the University of Albany says the results confirm that there is a problem.
The levels of organochlorine contaminants in farmed salmon were 10 times higher than those in wild Pacific salmon. And for some of these compounds, particularly for polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, and for dioxins, the difference was even greater than 10 times.
High levels of these compounds are known to raise the risk for cancer, birth defects, and problems with brain development. Carpenter says environmental laws have greatly reduced production of these pollutants, but they persist in the environment and in fish because they take years to break down.
And when they get into our bodies, they also are persistent there. For example, PCBs and dioxins stay in the human body. On average, it takes 10 years to get rid of half of what you had for dinner last night.
The government has given mixed messages about what levels of these contaminants are acceptable in fish. Even the most contaminated fish in the study do not exceed maximum levels set by the Food and Drug Administration, but those same fish would draw warnings from the Environmental Protection Agency, which has much tougher standards. Carpenter says the researchers used the tougher EPA standards to calculate how much fish consumers could eat safely.
In general, our advice is that farmed salmon from any place in the world should not be consumed more than once a month.
But not all farmed salmon are the same. Fish raised in Chile had levels only a bit higher than wild salmon. Those from the coast of Scotland and the Faroe Islands had the highest levels. Fish raised in the U.S. and Canada were somewhere in between. Salmon farmers say they are working to reduce contaminants by changing what they feed their fish. Salmon accumulate PCBs and other dangerous compounds when they're raised on feed made from other fish. So farmers are trying to turn salmon into vegetarians. Alex Trent is with Salmon of the Americas, an industry group.
When salmon aquaculture first started, the diets were totally fish-based. Now, some diets are as much as 50, 60% vegetable protein-based. And that's one of the reasons why you see PCB levels coming down. And if there's another study like this next year, the year after, you'll see PCB levels decreasing.
But Trent says that even at current levels, there's no reason for consumers to cut back as drastically as the study suggests.
There is a risk associated with everything you do and certainly everything you eat. And the benefits in farmed and wild salmon greatly outweigh the risks, basically due to omega-3 fatty acid content.
Omega-3 fatty acids can help prevent heart attacks, which is one reason public health officials have been telling people to eat more seafood. Bob Lawrence is with the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University. He says the new study makes choices harder for consumers, but that he, for one, isn't going to ignore it.
I'm going to be more questioning about the source of salmon. Is this wild or farmed? I think I'll restrict the total amount I consume, but I'm not going to stop eating salmon.
The salmon study appears in this week's issue of the journal Science. John Hamilton, NPR News.